We are preparing for the great meeting of COP17 in Durban, which will be held in Durban this year. And indeed, we have looked at the situation, having consulted worldwide, crisscrossed the whole world, listening to parties, listening to various stakeholders from business to civil society. We are now of the view that indeed it is necessary for us to look at what success can be achieved in Durban. Working with the Africa Group and the G77 plus China, we believe that it is important to now finalize and develop a common position, one position that really takes us a step forward in building the multilateralism that has actually been restored in Cancun. And having started discussions in Copenhagen, where there was a bit of a downfall, or a bit of a, some bit of a disappointment, we now don't want to see that kind of disappointment going forward. And a step forward that we're looking forward to is ensuring that we do three things. Firstly, in Durban, we believe that must actually finalize or take a step forward in operationalization of the Cancun decisions. That includes the five areas that were agreed upon, most importantly being the area of technology, the area of finance, the REDD Plus, those issues, that set of issues. And secondly, the second set of things that we're looking forward to is really the balance between the Kyoto Protocol and the convention. And that's meaning that we don't need to have some kind of death of Kyoto Protocol, because we have the set of rules in there that govern the world as to how we should conduct ourselves in terms of mitigation, I mean, carbon emission reductions. And those parties that are operating under the convention should also continue to be there, but with some kind, possibly, some kind of a building of a new framework going forward, which will take us a step forward and will be building block towards the new global agreement or outcome that we are looking for. So we believe that that second set of things needs to be finalized here in Durban. Thirdly, the adaptation issue, bringing forward the area of adaptation work, because it wasn't really quite covered well in Cancun. We discussed mitigation in particular, but with regards to adaptation, we just went as far as that there should be an adaptation committee and the modalities. So we need the framework now, because we need to say, as countries of the world, let's take action. And taking action in our own countries has got to be adaptation mainly. That is actually perhaps even going to minimize the need for mitigation. But mitigation is quite important. But if we believe that if we focus each and every one of us on adaptation, if once we agreed upon it in Durban, we shall have really made strides. So those three areas are the ones that we're looking forward. And we are mobilizing our people here countrywide, on the continent, women groups, youth, so that we actually move along within the space of Africa and the space of Africa Group plus at the G77 plus China as well. So we are looking forward to everybody in Durban contributing, but leaving the legacy of in South Africa and in Africa of tangible projects that have actually been looked at right now, from energy space, transport, all those areas that are important to agriculture, so that we leave a lasting legacy that will take forward to the world as our contribution, South Africa, in carbon emission reductions, and indeed ensuring that climate change does not become so impactful as it should, and staying within that degree, 2 degrees, below 2 degrees Celsius, which is the global goal. We actually take into cognizance the political situations in countries like the US, in Japan, with the kind of disaster that they've recently had. And we know that there are a few countries, developed countries, that have got elections going on in their own countries. And definitely, that looked at in conjunction with very dire straits and dire situations in the islands, where we actually have disasters on a daily basis. Indeed, it is necessary that we look at something that will actually find, will find as a step forward that brings, takes us forward and takes into cognizance these two worst-case scenarios that are applicable worldwide. And Durban can't be a failure. We really want us to want to succeed, and we believe that this kind of position that we are developing will help us succeed. We dare not fail, and we can't fail.